Krishna. So after speaking so many things about seeking pleasure within, now Krishna is going to speak about some symptoms of the person who is seeking pleasure within. So let's see that in shloka number 25.
Labante brahma nirvanam rishayaha kshina kalmashaha chinna dvaidaya yatatmanaha sarvabhuta hiterataha.
So Krishna is saying here that chinna dvaidha, the ones whose all doubts are removed, or the ones who are free or beyond the dualities, chinna. And yatatmanaha, the one whose mind is engaged within. Sarvabhuta hite rataha, the one who is always busy, working for whom? Sarvabhuta, for all living beings. And then it is said, rashayaha shina kalmashaha, the one who is free from all sins. Such a person, labante, achieves what? Brahma nirvanam. Such a person attains the supreme. Very nicely it is given, the various symptoms of a person who is seeking pleasure within, or who is seeking self-realization basically. Here it is said, the sufferings of humanity are due to forgetfulness of Krishna as the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor and the supreme friend. So, in the last shloka of this particular chapter, it says, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhurdam sarva bhutanam nyatva mam shanti mrachati. So, here in this particular shloka it is given that one who knows that the Lord is Bhoktaram Yajna, the one who is the benefactor of all the yajnas, tapasam, of all austerities, sarva loka maheshwaram, the one who is the controller of all controllers, and surdam sarva bhutanam, he is eternal well-wishing friend. So the one who knows all this, he has perfect knowledge. But all the problems in this world come when we forget the actual position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we start thinking that I am somewhere close to the Lord, or maybe I am God Himself, or something similar, such stupid thought process when we get, then all the problems start. When we forget Krishna, what happens? We are into Maya, we are in illusion. And what do? We do sense gratification. And once we get into sense gratification, the enjoyment tendency, suffering is the byproduct of that. Suffering will be there, for sure suffering will be there. So in this way, it's very important to understand that forgetfulness of Krishna's original position is the cause of all the suffering that we are going through. Then it is said, therefore, to act to revive this consciousness within the entire human society is the highest welfare work. So here it is given that sarva bhuta hite rataha, the one who is busy working for the welfare of all living beings. So what is the greatest welfare activity? Suppose a child is missing and he's there somewhere on the road and then he's crying. Now what is the greatest welfare activity that we can do to that child? Go give him some chocolate because he's crying. Or maybe we should give him some water. Or maybe we should give some toy to him. Or maybe sing some song. What is the greatest welfare activity? Maybe clothes can be given. The greatest welfare activity will be to take the child and connect back to his parents. That is the greatest welfare activity to that child. Similarly, many people are suffering in this world. So what is the greatest welfare activity? We, as students of Gita, we need to understand that we all are suffering here only because of one reason. Because we have forgotten the real position of Krishna. So if someone can revive that thing, revive that relationship for people in this world, revive the relationship of people with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that will be the greatest welfare activity. Because this confirms that they will be happy once they are connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They will have no more suffering. How much money can we give? How much food can we give? How many clothes can we give? And how many people can we provide some shelter in this world? If we just connect them to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna will take care. He's the Eternal Father. And that person who gets connected, even he feels the bliss. He feels the satisfaction. So that is the greatest welfare activity. Basically, teaching Bhagavad Gita or helping people to understand Bhagavad Gita and also helping people to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is the greatest of the greatest welfare activities. One cannot be engaged in such first-class welfare work without being liberated in the Supreme. A Krishna-conscious person has no doubt about the supremacy of Krishna. He has no doubt because he is completely freed from all sins. This is the state of divine love. Now, when it comes to all of us, we devotees, there shouldn't be a tinge of doubt also that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead or not. When we read Bhagavad Gita, it's very clear that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the controller of all the controllers. He is the cause of all causes. And He is the eternal well-wishing friend, our eternal Father, and we all are His part and parcel. This particular thing should be very, very clear, you know, to all of us, and we should have a lot of confidence in this particular aspect. When we have confidence, we have conviction, then we can actually preach to others. Then we can actually tell that, yes, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are His part and parcel, so you should get connected to Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then we can tell all this with conviction. If we are only doubtful, thinking, maybe someone else also might be supreme as of now, okay, let me assume Krishna is supreme. So all these things will not work. So it's very important that we should be first convinced very nicely. And this conviction is not on the basis of some sentiment or emotional conviction. And not on the basis of some emotions. Oh, Krishna looks so beautiful. Oh, Krishna's pastimes are so nice. All that. So no, not on that. We are not sentimental people. We have to have a strong philosophical backing why Krishna is supreme. And the reference should be from Vedic scriptures. It's not possible at all, you know, that we can say, oh, from my mind I'm telling this. No. From so and so Vedic scripture, from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Bhagavad Gita, this is what is told. From Izo Upanishad, this is what is told. And we can quote various references, Brahma Samhita and all that, and tell, yes, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. First, we should be convinced through all these study of scriptures, and then, you know, we can convince others. And that will be the greatest welfare activity. People have forgotten Krishna, and that is the reason people are suffering. If we can revive that knowledge to them and connect them back to Krishna, oh, that's a great service, you know, that someone can do. A person engaged only in ministering to the physical welfare of human society cannot actually help anyone. Temporary relief of the external body and the mind is not satisfactory. Many people are engaged in this world. Some are distributing clothes, some are distributing food, some are distributing money. And so many things people are doing. That's very nice. Humanitarian work is very nice. But then it is not the best. Why it is not the best? Because it will give some temporary relief to the person. But then what is the permanent relief? The permanent relief is if he is connected back to Krishna. That is a permanent relief. So it's very important, you know, to understand this particular fact. Many times, you know, people have this question that instead of doing all this spiritual activity and spending so much of money here, let's give this money, you know, to the poor people. So one thing we need to understand here is, when we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when He is satisfied with our service, when we pray for these people, they will be actually uplifted. If we don't do that and directly go and try to serve, you know, these people according to our capacity, how much can we actually satisfy them? It's very difficult. How much money can we give? How much food can we give? How much clothes can we give? And so many organizations are there. All of them put together also, we cannot satisfy all the people who are actually suffering. So it's very, very important that we understand this point, that only by connecting people to Krishna, they can be happy. Not by the temporary patchwork that we do here and there, by giving some or the other material thing which is temporary and which will give some temporary relief. So this is a very nice point to meditate on. And also, temporary relief of external body and mind is not satisfactory. Many people are doing meditation for what? For satisfaction of the mind, for calmness of the mind, and so on and so forth. Calmness of the mind is there a little bit, you know, when we are doing that meditation. After that, what? After that, gone. So again, it's temporary. But then when mind is engaged in service of Krishna, thinking of Krishna, that's the permanent happiness. So this is a very important point, you know, that we need to understand. So we are here in devotional service, not to get these all temporary happiness. We are here to get that permanent happiness, the permanent bliss, by going back home, back to Godhead, to serve Krishna. And finally it is said, the real cause of one's difficulties in the hard struggle for life may be found in one's forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Lord. When a man is fully conscious of his relationship with Krishna, he is actually a liberated soul, although he may be in the material turbulence. So again, no, this is very clear that when a person gets this knowledge that yes, Krishna is my eternal father and I'm supposed to get connected to him, even when he's there in this material world, that person can be considered as liberated. Why? Because very soon that person will attain perfection. He's on the right path. Right? Like for example, someone boards the train, say, which is going to Delhi. So we can say that soon this person will reach Delhi because he has boarded the train, the right train. Similarly, when the person boards the right train of Krishna consciousness, that is understanding Krishna, understanding one's own self, understanding one's relationship with Krishna, we can easily say with conviction and confidence that that person will attain perfection. So in this way, Krishna has described the symptoms of the person, you know, who is trying his best to seek the self-realization. Now, after reading all this, it almost feels like so difficult it is. How is it possible for me, you know, to get into all these things? How can I do? And I'm a worldly man. I've got so many other activities to do. This seems to be lofty. How can I do it? So understanding all this, Krishna is going to reassure this point again in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.